For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A former U.S. Marine was arrested in Louisiana in connection with a New Year's Eve plot to bomb areas around Southern California. The FBI arrested four other suspects last week in the Mojave Desert. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
According to a federal criminal complaint, Micah James Legnon is believed to be affiliated with the Turtle Island Liberation Front, an anti-government and anti-capitalist group. The group was planning to attack five locations in Orange and Los Angeles counties on New Year's Eve. Legnon had allegedly been communicating on Signal with the four who were arrested in Lucerne Valley last week. FBI agents in Louisiana were surveilling Legnon when he was seen loading an assault rifle, body armor, and a pistol into his vehicle. Federal officials believe Legnon was planning an attack on Border Patrol agents in New Orleans with the weapons in the car. Officials executed a warrant and found more weapons in his home. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
The San Bernardino National Forest will begin a prescribed burn between Thursday and Saturday in the Big Bear Valley at Highway 38 and Pulik Canyon Road. Firefighters will monitor the burn from ignition until it's completely out. The Forest Service uses prescribed burns to reduce overgrown vegetation and protect infrastructure. Residents may experience smoke during the burn. Officials recommend locals check air quality reports. Fire officials will continue to evaluate weather conditions before the burn begins. If conditions change, the burn may be canceled. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in Riverside walked off the job early Tuesday morning over what they say are unfair labor practices. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
Some of those same workers and others later formed a picket line outside the warehouse for about 5 hours. They're protesting the company's pay and working conditions. Randy Corrigan represents the Teamsters Amazon division.
If you're going to come and you're going to anchor down and you're going to put thousands of jobs, don't you think you should pay people enough to buy a home in the area you're living and working in? That's not asking too much.
Teamsters says workers at the Riverside facility are joining employees at four other Amazon locations to unionize. A spokeswoman for Amazon called the action illegal and said in a statement less than 1% of workers at the Riverside warehouse participated in the strike. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Riverside.
Two hikers stranded Tuesday on a trail in the San Bernardino National Forest east of Idlewild after one of them suffered an unspecified injury were rescued during a joint operation mounted by Riverside County Fire and Sheriff's personnel. The hiker down call was received just after 1 p.m. Tuesday near the junction of Marion Mountain and Desert Springs Trails south of Mount San Jacinto. The Riverside County Fire Department said several engine crews, along with firefighters from the Idlewild Fire Protection District, were sent to the location, initiating a search that culminated in the two hikers being found an hour later. A sheriff's helicopter crew was requested to perform a hoist rescue, and the parties were retrieved without incident by the chopper at 2:20 p.m. They were taken to a makeshift landing zone where an ambulance was waiting to transport the injured hiker to a regional trauma center for treatment. The rescue operation concluded by 2:35 p.m. Their identities weren't disclosed. California has documented an 18% surge in injuries involving e-bikes and e-scooters over the past 5 years. Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Santa Monica are leading the way. State officials say e-scooter injuries treated in ERs rose 80% in 2024. The number of injured children under 15 more than doubled. The statistics mirror a recent trend on head injuries, surpassing 17,000 in 2024. Helmet use has declined. And the 11th largest lottery jackpot in American history, $1.25 billion, will be at stake tonight after 43 consecutive drawings of the multi-state Powerball lottery without a ticket sold with all six numbers. Draw entry for Powerball closes at 7 p.m., according to the California Lottery. The drawing is set for 7:59 p.m. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.